Boosie.
Mostly
put him on a glass. That's what, put him on a glass.
Hello, dear friends.
Wow, Ryan Niemiller with the cordial greeting to this week's episode.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Man, no, you're not. But
why are you happy? Usually, you're like, "Hey, what up, fuck sticks," or whatever you say.
Not today. These little cunt punchers just they caught me feeling generous. They caught me feeling full of hope and wonder and no ennui. I'm feeling
wow.
Good.
You're using the word. You're dropping the word ennui up in this month.
I'm just saying, man.
You know, Ryan thinks that's a Nintendo product. Is ennui.
Yeah, the Nintendo ennui.
That's one of them platypussy ennuis.
Yeah, platypussy.
Man,
why are you in a good mood, Ryan? What happened?
I don't know, man. I just feel good.
I'll be honest. I don't like it.
I don't either. I don't feel good. I don't feel good about how good I feel, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ. Yeah. You're starting to scare everybody now.
Yeah, I just got to – I got some things, man. I'm getting some more shows booked. I was getting a little nervous about my fall. It's starting to fill up now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Why don't you tell us right now? Fuck the end of the episode.
Yeah. Well, once I read where I'm going to be, I'm fucking logging off.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, go ahead and read where you're going to be then. Go ahead.
Well, that's I felt good for a minute and 38 seconds. Thank you.
Good. Brad. I'm glad I could ruin your day. Bring you down to my level.
I got some stuff in Florida. Florida in August. I just booked a couple things in Phoenix for September. So,
a couple things in Phoenix. What are you dipping?
I'm doing a university in Prescott.
University of Phoenix? Online?
Yes, University of Phoenix Online.
Online.
But they're making me go to the actual Phoenix to do the sets. And it's going to be Zoomed after that.
Nice.
And then I'm doing a university in Prescott, and then I'm doing the improv the day before.
So you're doing a one-nighter.
A little one-nighter. Well, I'm going to be
a little double dip.
Yeah, just double dip and hope I'm triple dipping. Hopefully I get a Saturday.
How many shows are you doing in that one
night? I think it'd just be two so far, man. Just two total.
How much are you going to make?
Yeah.
Several. more money than Johnny's ever seen in one place.
Son of a bitch. You're probably
so about 300, 400 bucks?
Yeah. U.S.
U.S.
Yeah, no IOUs in there.
Well, give us the date, Ryan. Give the people the goddamn date.
The improv, you won't be able to go to the college one. That's just for the students. Unless you want to enroll in that university before the fall.
Tell us the improv. Go ahead.
It's going to be September 12th.
Oh, so we're talking plenty of time for these motherfuckers to buy tickets.
To enroll in classes and...
Yeah, and I need it to go well. Because I'll make more money if more human beings show up.
I need it to go well. Why? Because I'll make more money.
Yeah. The more of you little SOBs that show up, the more I can add to my Scrooge McDuck money vault that
you
I swim in every morning.
A backstroke in it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just blow it in the air like that.
Just putting money in your mouth. Ugh.
Yeah.
And that's on a Thursday.
A Thursday for the improv. Yes.
Okay. And then you're doing a universidad.
College.
Okay. All right. Good start. Hot start to the episode. Ryan's booking gigs.
Yeah, making towns, baby. Making towns.
That's right. Cheeks a clapping everywhere Ryan goes.
Making towns and feeling around.
Yeah. I had a good. Oh wow, Brent. Brent just fucking left. I think usually if we get up and leave, we'll make the announcement. Like something would happen.
Brent's just fucking gone.
Brent just had enough of this bullshit.
Brent's upset that he's not making town, so he's just out of here.
He just left. Although he's holding a box of
showing you my John Carpenter signed figure that I got over the weekend.
Okay. Oh yeah, okay. Now
I met
who's
the
on
man, the MILF, the legend, John Carpenter.
Dang. Now who's on the right side of that box? I see Jason.
Michael Myers.
Jesus Christ. There's Michael Myers and then Dr. Loomis is on the other side.
Who the fuck is Dr. Loomis?
Yeah, you've never seen the movie at all then.
I've seen versions of the movie.
Yeah. Dear listener, this is it's called The Night He Came Home box set deal. Okay. So it's got Michael Myers and Dr. Loomis in it, still in box. And I met John Carpenter in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Had him sign it. He says, hello to you little SOBs.
All right.
And he didn't even know that's what we called you. He just said that.
Sure. How old a guy is he now?
Alexa, how old's John Carpenter? She's not hooked up in here.
Son of a bitch.
I got you. Alexa, how old is John Carpenter?
70-something.
76.
76 years old. I'm glad I didn't have to yell for Alexa because I don't know anyone named Alexa.
Instead of casually Googling stuff on our computers we have easy access to, the podcast is just going to be me yelling, hey, Alexa, how big do platypus penises get?
Oh. So 5.5 inches. Remember that the size of an animal's genitals is not an accurate indicator of its reproductive success or other biological traits. All right, Alexa.
Yeah.
So how old did you say?
You hear that, ladies? All right. The size of the genitalia is not indicative of the reproductive success. Boom.
That's you, Ryan. That's
why I'm a daddy. How about that?
He can make your cheeks clap.
So how big are the platypus genitals? I couldn't quite catch that.
She didn't give an answer. She had no answer.
She was beating around the bush. It's not an exceptional trait known for the pet. Basically, just like the platypus is too embarrassed to tell me how big that dick is.
Yeah.
You never heard anybody say, man, he's hung like a platypus.
Yeah.
That dick-billed platypus.
Dick-billed. Laying eggs.
Just being, smashing like, platypussy everywhere.
I got some new toys too, Brent.
Oh yeah, did you get it signed by John Carpenter? Imagine being 76 years old, still making the towns.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you think he clearly doesn't need money? He just must actually enjoy seeing people, which I don't understand that. But
I didn't get the vibe that he enjoyed meeting everybody. No, he's crotchety and old. I love John Carpenter because somebody will be like, what do you think about them making a new Halloween? And he's like, well, they make a new Halloween. I put my hand out and then a check appears. No, he was nice. They had the Christine, the car from the movie Christine, was right next to him. So he was taking pictures with her.
Pictures.
I don't think he needs to do anything. He still does music, like soundtracks for movies, and he does his own albums that he puts out. He's a big basketball fan, and he loves playing video games is what he likes to do. So I think you and him and Ryan would get along very well.
Because I'm also crotchety.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely a crotchety fuck. We know that.
I'm more crotchety.
Yeah. Emphasis on your crotch.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, my dick's definitely bigger than a platypus.
You don't know that? Let me go ahead and give that a Google.
Yeah, we don't have an exact measurement, Ryan, on either one of you. That's the problem.
Go ahead and send a picture to the chat, Ryan.
Yeah, just I don't have a platypus picture.
I Googled it, and there's no... Well, okay. Ooh, that's like four-chambered penis. If that's a strange mammal... Weirdest, this is the headline from the Sun, Daily Star. Strange mammal with, quote, weirdest, end quote, penis in the animal kingdom leaves kingdom scientists stumped.
Huh?
It's, I'll send you in the chat, but it's like a four-chambered penis, it looks like.
Yeah, echidnas also have that.
Which is 32 chambers less than anything Wu-Tang's ever done, so That's an impressive penis.
Watch it. They ain't nothing to mess with.
I know that. You don't got to tell me.
You want to know how I got these scars? Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
I put it in the, apparently the animal warning graphic content. Scientists have been left bemused by the reproductive organ of the echidna. Which has four heads and makes up a third of the animal's body when erect. My man.
Yeah.
You and me both, kid.
Yeah. Did you send
my dick making towns, I'll tell you that much.
And it's got like razor sharp claws right by its own penis.
Can you
imagine
my God.
Stepping on your own dick?
This thing's adorable. He has like the face of a sloth, but the body of what's the
penis of Orion E. Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the body of what's
Ryan Four Chambered Dick E. Miller
from Ninja Turtles. He looks like Bebop or Rocksteady, one of those.
It's the Turtles.
The Turtles don't have four chambered dicks.
That's right, boys.
I didn't think they were going to show the peen, but they did.
You see it? It's huge.
Wow. That is,
It's the, what, am I saying that right? The echidna?
Echidna.
Echidna.
I would say echidna would be the
That's
one.
Why I said echidnas, because the reason I know that is from being a video game fan. Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog lore, he's an echidna.
Really? I thought he was another hedgehog.
No, an echidna. He's rocking a four-chambered peen just running around.
Whew. Here's the deal. So did you read maybe I wasn't listening. Did we talk about how they do it?
No, go ahead.
Two of the four prongs are engorged while the others just hang out.
Yep.
With their wang out. Wang out.
You and me both, man. I did the same thing.
The other two are just waiting for more platypussy to come along, and then they.
I'm totally just full. I'm full engorged, man. I give it my all,
man.
Well, I had an episode of The Field Trip with Brent Terhune.
Who hosts that?
Brent Terhune, and it was called Penis Facts. So wow. I think even the duck's penis is corkscrewed.
Yeah, the corkscrew. And now, Brent, isn't it also true that ducks basically, like, all intercourse is essentially rape?
I think that's what
they're a pretty aggressive bird.
Good
God.
It's a lot of quacking.
It's a lot of, that's why Donald Duck, you never see him with pants on. You never know.
He's got to be ready.
That's true. Same thing with Winnie the Pooh. What do we know about him?
Well, he's just a fat fuck.
Oh, that's fair.
There was just a news story yesterday of a guy in a Goofy costume fell over on top of a lady, and she's suing Disneyland.
Wait, like one of the characters walking around actually tripped and fell?
Fell on top of her, and she's suing for a lot of money.
That's just classic Goofy, man. And if there's one thing notoriously known, you can ask Ron DeSantis, it's really easy to win lawsuits against Disney.
Yeah.
If there's one company that notoriously just gets bodied in the courtroom, it's Disney. They're not ruthless at all. Disney definitely doesn't sue elementary schools for decorating a classroom with Disney stuff. They definitely don't do that.
You want to know what noise Goofy made as he was falling on top of the lady?
What?
Wahoo!
Gorsh.
Well, yeah, and
that was after he landed.
Yeah, gorge.
Engorged.
two of my chambers are engorged.
Oh, and that's why they're getting sued. He mentioned two chambers.
Yeah.
Two chambers sounds like a rapper. Two chambers.
First.
Engorged.
Oh, gore. Engorged.
Brad, let's talk about this this tweet you shared with us.
Okay. It's from Twitter, formerly known as X.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love how every article is X, formerly known as Twitter, has to clarify. The first tweet is, who had one of these? Hashtag Gen X, and it's a picture of a waterbed. Somebody quote tweeted that and says, was fucking possible in these? Seriously. Mm-hmm. And I went to the comments like I normally do with a lot of posts, and they didn't let you down, but... first off, I guess my question to you guys is, did you ever have a waterbed or did your parents have a waterbed?
So, Papa Knee Miller, he had a waterbed.
He was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, for years. And occasionally you have to change the water out of that bad thing. And I remember it would just be like an hour's event because you have to like drain it with the hose and then refill it with the hose.
The bed post gets the hose again.
Post-divorce?
No, this was when they were quote-unquote happy.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
I gotta change the water in my bed.
So I have a feeling because my parents they in hindsight I think it's just because they hated each other, but at the time because my dad worked in steel mills for a while and he would work really weird hours, so my dad kind of had the room to himself sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He had just a big old water bed in there and. We used to get yelled at all the time because it was fun as fuck to get a big running start and just take a dive onto it.
So I've never
when you're a kid, you don't know it's a weird 70s fuck bed.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is weird.
That was my question. I've never been on a waterbed in my life. What was the benefit? And by the way, anytime we mention the rapper Two Chambers. Two Chambers.
Two Chambers.
Yes, I looked up a gun click noise. So
as real hardcore dudes do.
Yeah, what was the theory behind the waterbed? Was it like, oh, this, you're going to be comfortable as shit? Or like, what's, I don't know.
It's the motion of the ocean? I don't know. I remember it was very cool. It would stay cool.
Okay.
I never particularly, and I was a kid, it's not like I slept on it. But like, I remember it being very like, I need more firmness in my bed. Like I feel like if you move a little bit, you can like, oh, now you've pushed all the water on this side up and you're falling in between. Because it has to have this big wooden frame that it rests in.
It's like sleeping inside of a pool table.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Or just like a lidless coffin, kind of how it feels. So like if you get too, because I remember like that would always be like a panic thing. Dr. Dickfish, when he would be like beating me up because I was the younger brother, like stuffing you in the side of the waterbed.
There was enough room for that?
Well, yeah. I wasn't a 300-pound grown-ass man when I was six, Johnny. Well,
I'm aware of that.
Until he was nine.
Yes. Yeah. That's when I hit three bills. All that square-cut pizza from
Little Caesar's
cafeteria. No, okay. Cafeteria. Wednesday's pizza day, motherfuckers.
You can still buy waterbeds online. I'm looking at them right now.
No way. What are they going for?
There's one for $1,500.
Damn.
One for on Wayfair. The bag that comes with two kids. $900.
That is kept in the water chamber.
Waterbed doctor. Waterbeds.com.
And the little SOB's bed comes with the two children.
You get $100 off complete flotation systems.
Dang.
So they still sell them. I remember my friend two doors down, one more, he was in that band, but he was only in two. Yes. His parents had a water bed, so I remember being on their bed, and now in hindsight, it's weird to be on something that I know two people fucked on. Mm-hmm. As a kid, I was just in their bed.
Just doing snow angels and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. I remember it wasn't comfortable, and it was almost impossible to move anywhere on the thing.
Yeah, if you move a little bit, like the wave starts to take you.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if I'm not somebody who can just lay perfectly still to sleep anyway. I'm not somebody just like, you basically, if you lay like this, just on your back, like you're actually floating in a pool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it could be kind of comfortable. If you move even the tiniest bit, life's not going to be good for you.
So what happens? You sink in the middle and what? Like, what do you do? Like, when you say you move a little bit, isn't the whole point of a waterbed to be comfortable at all times?
I mean, if that's the point, it sure isn't fucking happening.
God damn.
There are mixed reviews on can you fuck in one of these. A lot of people would say knees would hit bottom. I had that exact same one. Somebody said, you're never sure your floor can support the weight until you fit it. Now, you guys lived in a trailer, so how big is a waterbed bladder? How many gallons is that?
I can't remember the gallons of all that, but it was like, I'm pretty sure it was a king size bed, so it was a lot of.
You know what I'm noticing? A lot of people commenting on this have no followers, but have paid for the blue check mark.
About Twitter.
That's just fucking Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then people will make fun of them because that's a stupid thing to spend money on. And then they'll respond with, oh, so you're poor? and that's basically what Twitter is.
Here's a great Twitter name combined with the comment. A guy named Shitcoin Rob says, my first GF in college had one, and I don't remember having any issues fucking on it. I do remember that it eventually gave me backaches if I slept on it more than 2 to 3 nights in a row.
King size waterbeds typically hold between 200 and 250 gallons of water. My God.
And if it's mine, it has about an extra 50 gallons of semen. What up?
My man.
We be fucking.
Oh. Solid comments we got going on here. Oh, here you go. So a guy says, kinda, my first time was in one. I lost my rod, though.
So a gallon of water is approximately 8.34 pounds. So we'll call it 200 pounds times 8 is 1,600 pounds you're putting in your bedroom.
Yeah. I love the fact that you guys were in a trailer park. Obviously not the most financially secure, but your dad thought at one point, you know what? I fucking earned this waterbed.
Well, you Johnny, I know you've never living. That, see, if you lived in a trailer park, you would say words like living. Brent, now I know you and I have more similar socioeconomic upbringings.
Yeah,
were you in a trailer park, or was it just kind of like a hillbilly
shitty
home?
House?
Okay.
Yeah, shitty house.
It's the same general concept.
Okay.
Except your neighbors are slightly farther away from you.
Mm-hmm.
But the trailer people, Johnny, you need to understand something.
Yeah.
You're in a trailer because you are not financially
smart.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. So the amount of people, like if you go into a trailer park, you will see people that have run down, just horrible, like the porch is a safety hazard because it's in disrepair and they're not fixing that. But they will have a $80,000 car in the driveway that they've also added all this extra shit to.
Tricked out, baby.
Yeah, they'll trick it.
No down payment, nothing. Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what they have determined is financially important to them.
Fuck yeah.
So you'll see a lot. Like, a lot of people in the trailer park would have something like, this is my $6,000 bed or whatever right here.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, and there's a certain mentality to being poor that a lot of people don't understand. Well, it's like, well, I that $6,000 isn't buying me a house. So at least I can just have a cool bed I want to sleep in.
Now, okay, so your dad bought it, but your mom had to sleep in it at times.
I'm sure at some point, probably when they were doinking.
Yes. Did she ever complain about it?
She never mentioned it. She slept on the couch.
Oh,
which should probably give you a good indication of how uncomfortable both the bed and sleeping next to my father was.
Yes.
Where she chose an old trailer park couch.
My God, your mom's a saint.
Because my dad also snored like he was eating chainsaws.
Yeah, pretty sure he needed a BiPAP and never actually went.
100%. My dad had the sleepiest apnea you could think of, and he never went to the doctor for that.
Now, do either one of you have a bit of a snoring issue?
Apparently, I do.
Mm.
But producer Ann stopped telling me about it because she knows better.
That's right.
I snore occasionally. Producer wife will say, "Oh, I can tell you're really tired when you started to snore." But my dad had sleep apnea, still does, as far as I know. But would like stop breathing and then would sit up on the side of the bed asleep, like to breathe. I always ask, "Do I just stop breathing?" And she says, "No." So
your dad would wake up fully rested.
Just fully for my whole life. It wouldn't make him grumpy at all, which is cool.
not even a little bit. Yeah. So what Ann tells me, we've gotten new pillows now, and that elevates my head enough where I don't snore. But I also sometimes will just sleep on the couch, especially to start, because producer Ann would just strike me. When Ann is tired and grumpy, she gets a little violent.
Yeah.
So when I'd be snoring, the amount of times I've been just walloped.
Was that your excuse, Ryan, when she was, she wouldn't have done that unless she was tired and hungry.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, like, every time I snore, I fall down the stairs.
Whoa!
Boy, I got to stop this sleepwalking of mine.
Yeah, I ran into a door because I was snoring.
Ryan, it's okay to say. Just say it. It's okay. She hits
I apparently have been snoring as of late more often. I've never been a snorer. And I guess it's been happening lately. And I think it might be pillow related, depending on how I angle my head. And so the funny thing is I catch myself sometimes. Like when I start to fall asleep, I wake myself up. and I scold myself and I say, God damn it, lay on your side.
I'm not a back sleeper. That's not my.
Yeah, me neither. Okay. You're a back doorer.
That's right. I lay on my stomach in hopes that Ryan or Johnny will walk in the middle of the night and clap cheeks.
Just face down, ass up. That's how I like sleep.
Hey.
Jeffrey Curie on Twitter says, in the response to the question, can you fuck on these? He said, yep, easier to fuck sideways to dig in the sideboard. I kept mine way less water.
Yeah.
So if you want to do some side banging.
This one is more, it's more educational, but I also like, this is the phrase of a dude that I'm sure talks like this in real life and is just creepy as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but to do any real damage, that's how he probably describes, like, oh yeah, I did some real fucking damage to that platypussy last night.
Yeah, you could eat the big 76er at the restaurant, but to do some real damage, you got to not eat for the whole day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to do any real damage, you kind of had to kind of wedge your toes into a corner and hold your shoulders and make the waves obey your rhythm. Took a little practice. And only for the young and in shape.
Here's a comment from, his name is.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that was a Slip Rip Dip.
Nice. Here's one. His name is Vaginal Rider. Jesus, but Christ. his handle is Rider Vaginal.
Oh, so, God.
Yeah, yeah. He says, my dog ate mine. I lived on the second floor of an apartment building.
God, that would have flooded your neighbor's apartment.
I don't know. Vaginal Rider, though. Rider Vaginal.
Rider Vaginal.
Mm-hmm.
This guy said, had one that came in several forms. Full motion, semi-motion, and waveless. The difference was the amount of baffles inside. I don't know what that means.
Baffles?
The hardest problem was getting the water the right temperature. It had a heater, but few degrees off could freeze or cook you. So you got to even have a heated bed. So I guess if it's cold in your house, the bed's cold.
Yeah.
Which is nice if it's the summertime, but it's not going to be cold in the summertime.
Sure. Sure. Here's two right next to each other that are amazing. First comment is Banana Republican. It says, fucking is possible anywhere in capital letters.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Anywhere.
He's not letting anything stop him.
And then underneath, WHS Water Fox says, other than lava, what the hell ain't possible to fuck on?
I bet you could fuck on lava if you just were really quick about it. Oh, this guy has been looking for a reason to try to tell this story, and it just came off real sad. This is from Michael LaShane Huggins.
Oh.
Or Hudgens. Cave Army Doc is the Twitter. Very much so. And even comical one time for me. After sex, the whole bed was soaked and I thought we sprung a leak. Turns out it was the girl, LOL. Oh, where's my round of applause, everybody?
Yeah, hurting for squirting.
There you go. By the way, going back to WHS Water Fox, in his profile, he goes, as for religion, I'm one of them born again type motherfuckers.
you can tell just the age of people responding to this are all old as fuck because they use phrases like this. This is from Brown Snake Pepper Enthusiast.
I got this one right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I fucked many a clam in mine until the cat's claws ended the bed's life. Fucked many a clam.
Many a clam. Right under it is Bert. Gummerite. My cat popped one while I slept. I dreamt I was rowing a boat that was slowly sinking.
This kind of reminds me. So when I first moved to California, my buddies and I, like, we didn't have time right away to go out and like buy real beds. So we wow.
Sorry about that. I don't respect when you're talking, so I made a loud sneeze.
You think you just popped the water bed?
I was a pepper enthusiast and made me sneeze.
Ryan's going to be on the next episode of Hot Ones and just sneeze the whole goddamn time. So we bought the queen size blow up beds the air mattress, but they go up high enough to where they almost look like a bed in a way.
Yeah.
You know,
probably, well, we got one of those.
Okay.
For when guests come up. Like Trent sucks to stay with us this summer. He's going to sleep on that. We have a guest room, but he ain't using it.
No, fuck that. He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, he's going to be in the
backyard. I keep my video games on there. You go sleep on the floor.
Yeah, you old fat bitch.
So I didn't realize, though, that there was like a little bit of not a hole. I didn't close the tank up properly or whatever. So for the first like at least 3 or 4 days of living in our place, I'd blow it up at night. I'd go to bed and then I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd be completely sunk in the middle. And my roommate at the time, like one of my buddies I moved to California with, he would just say like, it was the weirdest thing. I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd look over and I couldn't see you. You were just buried down. Yeah. I was just like, ass sunk in the middle of the bed.
Yeah, I think air mattresses have come a long way because back in the day, you would just inflate it and then you knew it was time to get up because you were laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Which was the style at the time.
And you put an onion on your belt.
It was a different time, ladies and gentlemen.
This one has some said. This one brought up some bad memories for somebody.
Oh, no.
This is from at Curmudgeon Prime. I had one for about a year. The wife insisted on it. I hated the thing and refused to fuck on it. It didn't stop her, though.
You're kind of reading these like your mom's Facebook posts.
Yeah, because that's how I assume these people are.
Yeah. Anyways, what else we got this week, guys?
More waterbed stuff.
Okay.
More fucking. What has been going on? What's going on?
I mean, I was in Florida for the mixed martial arts.
Yeah, I saw you were with the biggest of E's.
Yeah, no, Big E is on the board, and he was there. We did a little interview on the show. And yeah, man, XFC is a top-notch team there, man. I'm excited about it. It went really well.
Now, was that was MMA?
Yeah, it was MMA down in Florida. It's a company that has been around for a while, but they had some really poor ownership, and some new people came in and said, give me it. And they are basically turning a new page, if you will, and they're making it great. And it was our first show back, and, you know, Big E is part of it. He's on the board and whatnot. And it was awesome, dude. It was a really fun night, good time in Florida, and that was my weekend.
What part of Florida is it?
It was in Lakeland, which is not too far from Tampa, not too far from Orlando. And then the next one's going to be May 31st in Detroit. And then we're back in Lakeland again July 12th. And they're already talking about doing some international shit. So that'll be cool.
Okay. Well, you should do one of those in August when I'm going to be in Florida. And I'll come fight somebody.
I mean, that would be worth scheduling an entire event.
Yeah, because I'm there in August, like August 22nd through 24th.
What's your going rate to fight?
Going rate. You just basically you give me some fresh meat to eat. All right, mm-hmm. I do it for love of the fucking game. I make so much money telling jokes. I'll beat these asses for free.
Oh, Liver King over here.
Yeah, I don't give two shits, man.
Oh, bad Liver King.
Line them up. Line them up. 2022 Rodney Mello Records. I don't take no prisoners. Cream pie.
Wasn't there like a time, was it UFC or just MMA in general, where it was crazy, like no rules? They'd have like a 400-pound dude versus like a 200-pound dude.
Really early UFC was that, like the first few. I think the ones that like fucking like Shamrock won and Dan Severn and all that. Like those were just like you could just punch dudes in the dick.
Yeah.
like everything was just legal. That's how the really big fat dude that like you're thinking. There was like a 400-pound dude.
He's a big black guy, right?
Fighting this little like 150-pound dude, and the 150-pound dude won because he just kept punching him in the fucking dick. he was like kind of getting smushed, so he just started going dunk, dunk, just repeatedly.
He was doing the little dick. Mac, boom, yeah, boom, yeah, boom,
right in the fucking.
Because he learned that's how you fight King Hippo. That's how you beat him.
Yeah, you make his pants fall down. Yeah, you make his pants fall down. There's a little X bandage on his ball bag. He's got a bunch right there.
Do you guys remember Kimbo Slice?
Yeah.
Oh, I love watching those old Kimbo Slice videos.
Man, that guy was, I'd be interested to know how much money he actually made when he went like professional, because he didn't do well. But I mean, his fights were pretty well hyped up. Like a lot of people wanted to watch him.
I think he was just too old to get all the training in by the time he actually, because he was on one of the seasons of Ultimate Fighter, right?
Yeah.
And then did a couple of UFC fights.
Yeah, wasn't the most technical fighter in the world. Yeah.
No, I can't believe a guy that would just fight in like a boatyard.
Yeah.
Like pull up in a car, fight for 2 minutes, and then leave wasn't the most technically sound guy.
Yeah, man. He passed away, as a matter of fact.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, well, yeah. Way to go, Johnny, bringing us down again.
He's in that great big boatyard in the sky.
He was, what was he? He was only 42 years old. Well, damn.
That's nuts.
That's a bummer, man.
It's a bummer.
It's a bummer, man.
What's the craziest fight you guys have seen? I don't watch a lot of MMA type stuff, but I remember back in the day when it was a free-for-all, you'd have some crazy matchups.
Well, I mean, I told you about the one-second knockout that I called last year. I think I talked about it. Yeah, that's it for me. I mean, it wasn't 1 second, but the timekeeper said it was 1 second, and I wanted to be like, you're wrong, but okay.
Didn't you say that guy was disputing it or something?
Yeah, the guy who got knocked out was like, oh, he went for the glove tap, and so that's what I thought. It was a low blow. It was like an unexpected thing. But no, like, the bell rang.
You can fucking punch.
Yeah, the guy came in, and he's a southpaw, and that's how he approaches, and just the dude was not defending himself, and I got to look to see if this guy has actually fought since. I'm going to be willing to bet he has not.
Did you fight this dick? I'm sorry for yelling, Johnny. That was uncouth of me.
Let's see if he is.
Be couth.
I may be a little more couth.
Be couth.
A little more couth.
John Wilkes couth over here. John Wilkes uncouth.
John Wilkes cooch.
Oh my God, he has actually fought twice.
Many a clam he's fought.
Oh yeah, how many clams has he fucked?
Oh my God, I hope this guy he needs to quit. So he lost. No, he's 1-7, and he fought again this past February. Lost 45 seconds into the first round.
He's getting better.
Oh my
God. Yeah, I mean, hey, that ain't one.
And then he actually made it to the second round of another fight in April and lost again to another knockout. Oh boy. Like he is 1-7.
Johnny, have you ever seen somebody get brain damage right in front of you?
I mean, I can't really confirm it. I'm on this podcast every week. That might count.
If our listeners could set up a camera, showing them listen to our show, they'd probably have some brain damage.
Yeah.
Did it be stupid?
Boy, Brensky, your nose is just running like that sieve.
I told you I got a sinus infection.
Brent's not playing at 100 tonight.
I'm wiping my nose with paper towels, which is good for the skin.
Sure. Yeah, oh, man, your nose is going to be as ginger as your beard.
Even better for the anus.
That's right. It's like sometimes you got to take some nice sandpaper to it and just get the rough stuff off.
I need to refurnish my anus.
You got to scare that snot to go back up in the sinus drainage.
Put on a new layer of primer.
The old Bob Vila. That's what I do. Bob Vila.
Vila.
Oh, shit.
I bought some toys this weekend.
What'd you buy?
In Dayton. I almost bought a bunch of Simpsons guys, Brent, but I'm trying to focus on just the two things that I'm already putting way too much time and money into.
What is it currently now? Wrestling and Ninja Turtles?
And G.I. Joe's. And then the occasional turtle if it tickles my pickle.
I did see, I went to Steel City Con in Pittsburgh where I met Jonathan Carpenter, and I did see Gandalf talking with Indiana Jones. It's always fun when you see cosplayers. You're like, worlds collide.
Oh, sure.
Just casually.
Mm-hmm. I was about 2 feet away from Juliet Lewis. She grabbed my weenie.
Oh.
That's true. One of those is true. I'll let you decide which one.
You were dressed as Cody Danza, just to make it really difficult to pick.
Yeah, and I did disguise my weenie as a doorknob.
To the women's room.
I had many a clam, Grandma Weenie.
Many clams, Grant.
I'm going to guess that's a Simpsons reference that escapes me. Is that correct?
What? Many a clam?
Yes.
No, that was the waterbed tweet.
I had many a clam in my waterbed.
But I've been trying to get some of the, Johnny, you might remember these. Brent, you might have been a little too young, but the original Hasbro WWF figures.
Oh, yeah.
So I have three of them now. Two of them I think are still downstairs, but one of them is old Tatanka.
Oh, I thought you meant the big rubber ones. No, you're talking about these.
No, those are the LJN rubber ones. These are the Hasbro 1990 to 1994 line.
Nice. I can only buy Hadbro toys.
Hadbro. Thanks for bringing that up.
Thanks for bringing that up. Now, are you going to try and complete the whole set, Ryan?
Yes. I can't help myself. I'm a completionist when it comes to collecting anything. So I'm trying to get the full everything. And because I'm also collecting the old G.I. Joes.
Nice.
I'm also collecting the new G.I. Joes, the new wrestling stuff. As you can see back there. Where is it back there?
I see a lot behind your back.
Yeah, there's a lot going there.
Good. I did see a lot of G.I. Joe stuff over the weekend, too.
Yeah. Things just keep piling.
I mean, what are you doing? Just searching on the old dark web for all this shit?
Mostly the dark web. I have some buddies who are helping me out who are also into this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the new thing I'm doing on the road. I used to search for video games, and now I just find little toy stores and find some stuff. And Amazon always has stuff on deals. Walmarts and Targets always have stuff on deals. Cool.
How much money are you making on the road to be able to do this?
Like at least six, bro.
Breaking even.
Yeah, breaking even.
Six figures. That's what they're paying me is six G.I. Joes.
Yeah, six figures. I make six figures a weekend.
And are you getting any looks from producer wife yet?
Nope.
Not my wife or your wife.
No. Yeah. Your wife's been giving me looks for years, Brent.
That she keeps trying to get me to get a waterbed, and I said, it hurts my back. And she said, it ain't for you. As for me and my clam.
My clam, my crippled clam. So it's basically the same arrangement we had for video game stuff, as long as it can be contained in a space and I'm not spending money that's supposed to be going towards like savings or bills or anything else, then we're both grown adults. We both buy our shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on getting some shelving so I can have it all back there and display it nice.
Mm-hmm.
And but no looks, nothing of she knows it makes me happy.
So when you come home, do you show her your haul?
Does she
not care?
It's one of those.
It's probably both.
It is probably both. And one thing that we've made a point to do is like even if you don't personally care about the thing, if you can tell the other person's excited, like that at least personally gets me a little excited to like. Okay, you seem pumped about this, so show me the thing. Yeah. And I don't understand handbags or shoes or whatever, but yeah, it's cool you found you waited a year and a half for these to go on sale and you found it. Like, yeah. I like those wins. And it's the same thing. She just knows it makes me happy. And I'll show her what I got. And like this weekend, the stuff I bought was from the Toy Addict in Dayton, Ohio.
I was going to tell you, I was 40 minutes away from you.
Yeah,
didn't even bother hitting you up because
I didn't show up, man.
I did look and I was like, I thought I was much closer. Mm. Thought I was in Dayton, but it was not even a suburb. It was out in the boonies.
In the boonies. Where were we at?
A place called Sydney, Ohio.
Okay.
I did a charity for a domestic violence shelter.
Okay.
They supported it?
Yep. They support. Yeah, they
were pro.
Yeah. It was one of the rare four bruises charity. Yeah. So, and I was going to hit you up, Ryan, and I was like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Well, if you had you hit me up, you might have got to meet Tony. Shout out to Tony, who is the owner of the Toy Addict.
Oh, I thought you said attic, like up above me in my house.
I think that's the play on words. They're kind of making it sound like Toy Addict. But it's ADDICT. And they had a lot of cool stuff. Had I had more luggage space, I might have bought some more. But I had to. So I bought a couple more of these. I bought a Jim Neidhart and a Skinner.
Nice.
You remember Skinner?
Uh-huh.
I think you probably know Steve Kern, right?
I have. I met him
there when you worked.
Yeah, met him a few times. Good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bought those.
Skinner.
Then I bought some old Joes, and I almost bought a bunch of Simpsons stuff, but I was like, nah, not yet. I'm focusing on the other stuff.
Ryan got home, and producer Ann was like, Ryan, how did you get all this? And Ryan was like,
I bought the motherfucker.
Ryan, tell people about yourself. I got to get the fuck out of here.
One more quick thing. I just want to say that she's very supportive, that she actually has told me to pack an extra bag. So in case I find enough toys,
wow,
she's I have a duffel bag to hell. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'd rather you do that if it makes you happy and then do it. So cripplethreat.com, cripplethreat8 on all of the things starting. What is would be tomorrow? When just go out Friday. So tomorrow, everybody, I'm in Loleta, California, with Bobcat Goldthwait and Doug Benson. May 4th, I'm in Warsaw, Indiana. May 30th through June 1st in Tulsa. June 6th through June 8th in Little Rock. June 22nd in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. July 19th and 20th in Santa Ana, Pueblo, New Mexico. Like I said, I've added some dates in August in Florida on the 22nd. I'm at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida. Daytona Beach on the 23rd. That's a college. I don't know if people can come to that one yet. The 24th, I'm in Orlando, Florida. And then, like I said, just today, got Phoenix coming up. Working on new stuff all the time. If you want me to go somewhere, tell me to go there, and I'll try to make it happen, Cap'n. Cripplethreat.com, Cripplethreat 8.
Brant.
May 3 and 4, I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington,
yeah,
Indiana.
Comedy Attic.
Attic. And then May 16 through 18, I'll be at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan. Also, we just wrapped up our season, our remake season, on their Coming to Get You a Horror Movie podcast. Not all the episodes are out, but they are in the can. And this coming Saturday, if you're so inclined, we're doing a kind of an offshoot episode. It's called Late Night with the Devil. It's hitting Shudder Friday night. We're going to record it Saturday, and it will be available on the feed Saturday afternoon.
Cafeteria, patreon.com/cafeteriapod. You can watch my special, by the way. It's on the YouTube. It's called Saudi Stepdad. It's made 9 festivals, a couple comedy dates, but nothing of super importance. MMA stuff and all that jazz. Yeah, just watch my special. Ryan, why don't you read off them patrons?
Oh, you mean the fine patrons who, for as little as $5 a month, get to listen to a bonus episode every week and see some of our other nonsense when we get motivated to do it?
We are fully engorged.
Like Mikey 3D, Risk Inverse, Lil Jesse, Ryan International Man of Mystery, the Gingerbeard Man, Sarah Katsini, Misty Young, Kermit, do they read this paddock? Yes, I read it. I saw you change it, Kermit. Reddit, suck my peep. Christina Downey. Jeff from Philly, Casey Venema. Craig Monroe, Nicole, Josh Hughes, TC, Libby Prafro, Todd Curtis, Jacob Schwartz, Amanda, Matthew Malin, the reigning, defending cafeteria tag team champions, Jason the Mondo Magpie Nicholson, and Mike Mad River Madman Hawk, Bronwyn Devon Jaya, the lady, Tom Springsteen, aka Da Boss, Bart Krasafi, JR, and the throat goat herself. Robin. Richards.
And as always,
many a clam.
Kiss my hail bop.
Think of how many clams I could fuck if I had 4 chambers.
What a fuck.